Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Christopher, and I'm calling you on behalf of the opinion research. This evening, I'm conducting a short public opinion survey on your community, and I'd like to get opinions from you. This will take no more than 5 minutes, okay? Thinking ahead, in this November, which of the following best describes how would you be voting in the general elections for the president? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely, somewhat likely.
Very likely.
All right, perfect, then. All right, which political party are you registered to vote? A Republican or Democrat?
I prefer not to say.
All right, no, not a problem. What is, let's see here. In your age, between what is it, 18, 35, 36 to 45, or 56 to 65?
50.
All right, perfect. All right, general speaking, how would you say the things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or they're going on, or they're getting off track?
I would say off track, sort of, kind of.
Oh, track. All right, perfect. For the which issue should your local elect officials in Miami focus on? The options are corrupting in the city of government, crime and neighborhood safety, property insurance costs, affordable housing, fluting sea level rise and environmental, and traffic and congestion.
Really, all of the above, honestly.
All of them? All right.
Yep.
All right. So I will be giving a list of some public officials in Miami. And across the country that you may be familiar with, please indicate that you're a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. Okay? If you don't know, if you don't have an opinion, just tell, or if you haven't never heard of a person, just let me go for I could continue.
Okay.
The first one will be Aileen Higgins. You don't know him?
No, he didn't.
Okay,
no.
And Francis Suarez?
Yes, I know him.
Okay, is that a favorable, unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or you don't have any opinion?
I'm a favorable. I like him.
All right, perfect. And what about Donald Trump?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, oh,
yeah.
Very unfair.
All right. And Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Favorable. Damian Pardo?
Pardo, no, not familiar.
No, all right. Manolo Reyes?
Manolo Reyes, yeah, familiar.
Okay, and it's favorable or unfavorable, or you don't have any opinion?
Yeah, favorable. Okay.
All right. Miguel Gabela?
Gabela?
Yes.
I heard of the name, but not that familiar.
So you don't have any opinion?
No.
All right. Joe Carroll? Carroll?
No, I know him, but no opinion.
All right. Daniela Levain Cava?
Yes, I like her. Yes.
Okay. Christine King?
No opinion.
No opinion. All right. So continue. I do really appreciate your time. If the elections for the president were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
A Democrat.
All right, great.
So you know my party affiliation.
right. But it's just for quality purposes that I'm. And would you say that, are you definitely voting or probably voting?
Yeah,
for,
I'm
going to
vote.
Kamala?
I always vote.
Okay.
I'm going to vote. Yeah.
All right, perfect. So the section for the city charter be amend to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for the minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for the city commissioner and require continuous residency of the city of Miami of a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor for the referendum or no?
I don't know.
You know, all right, perfect. If you had to choose today, would you vote yes in favor for the referendum or no against?
I don't know.
All right. All right.
Because I have to read up more on that. That's
right. Right. So I'm going to read you this. Charges via him authorize the sale and or lease a 5.4 increase of Watson Island based upon a fair market value of $135 million for Miami LLC for residential and commercial using pursuant to applicable binding and requirement. Returning 13 acres to the city to construct new public waterfront park at No Cost City, canceling existing theme park and hotels, contributing $15,000 million for affordable housing and other public benefits. Are you a favor on that or against that?
I'm undecided. I don't know.
All right. Perfect. And if you had to choose today, if yes, if it's favorable for the referendum or no, are you against the referendum?
No, I told you I have to read more. I'm undecided. I don't know. I've got to read more.
All right, perfect. So if you had to choose, let me see. All right, the remainder of the survey will focus on the third referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. So now you will be
well, you might as well put I don't know because I don't know
right.
too much about
okay. Yeah, but I'm just that. I just have to read them and you just answer me that if you would like to. All right, so I'll be giving some of the specific components for the personal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove for each one. So the first one will be allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums. Would that be strongly approved, somewhat approved, disapproved, or the one that you were telling me to put? Hello? Hello? All right. So yeah, the first one, what do you consider that?
Undecided.
All right. Expanding the public waterfront and the promenade along Biscayne Bay is strongly approved, somewhat approved, or the same one?
Expanding Biscayne Bay, disapproved.
Disapproved. All right. And all at no cost to the city or taxpayers?
Well, if it's no cost to the taxpayers, then maybe okay.
Okay. And allowing office space to be included, strongly approve, disapprove?
What kind of space?
The office space.
Office space, disapprove.
Yeah. Okay. And the last one, reducing the overall amount of development.
Yeah, I agree. It's too much.
Okay. All right, perfect. So now, this proposal would update an already voted approved mixed use of a Watson Island. The already approved project includes marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and the waterfront. So the proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and the approved timeshare residents. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preference for city residents, $9 million for new finding affordable housing, and the expansion for the public waterfront This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor for that or no against the referendum?
Undecided.
All right, perfect. All right, regardless of your position, what is the only thing you like most about what you heard?
I like the idea of the expansion, but I just hope that they are diverse when it comes to the jobs and stuff like that, and creation of the jobs and hiring and stuff like that. So
okay,
yeah,
all right, perfect. So I do really appreciate your time. We're almost going to be done. Now, I'll be giving some statement against the proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate if you the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too much convincing, or not at all convincing. Ah, damn, man.